Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. In Psychosocial Dysfunction of the Republican Party, Dr. Daniel B. Brubaker explores why Republicans have had difficulty distinguishing fact from fiction and why many party leaders continue to spin conspiracy theories and lies. Republicans for Progress, a national organization, has been initiated by Dr. Brubaker to release the negative, retrogressive, and oppressive grip of the Republican Party over Americans. The goal of the initiative is to move forward instead of backward, to compete as a great democracy representative around the world. Dr. Brubaker has spent half his career in academic medicine, a registered Republican for his entire life, yet he is one of the only truly progressive Republicans. Dr. Daniel Brubaker, author of Psychosocial Political Dysfunction of the Republican Party, is our guest on This Week in America. Dr. Brubaker, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you for inviting me. This will be fun.
Well, I think we've got everybody's attention with the title, so I think we're okay with that. Give me a little bit of your background. I just gave you the thumbnail there and mentioned you've been a Republican for life. Tell me a little bit about yourself, what your background is.
Well, I'm a practicing physician. My passion has been science and medicine for 46 years. I've had other passions like psychology and philosophy since a teenager, so that's even longer. And then I have interest in sociology, politics, and history. So I've used all of those disciplines to prove in my book that the Republicans have a dysfunctionality. I might also say a little bit about the Brubakers, if I can.
Sure.
My ancestry is traced back all the way to the Reformation. They were in Zurich, Switzerland. They were evangelical Anabaptists. So a lot of them were persecuted at the time and had to leave Switzerland and go to Germany. So they went through more persecution in the 1600s with the religious 30-year war. They came over to United States in the early 1700s, and they settled in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, where I grew up. They believed strongly with the separation of church and state. And it's in my DNA that we support freedom and democracy, and I dedicate the book to the future of democracy.
And the book is Psychosocial Political Dysfunction of the Republican Party by Dr. Daniel Brubaker, our guest on the program. The book, you can find out information at Republicans4progress.com. Look at Amazon, all of the usual places. We see now the party seems to be divided between continuing to follow or refollowing President Trump. And the new hot candidate, Republican right, is presenting is Governor Ron DeSantis from Florida. Why are they following these two, both on the right end of the scale?
So I list all the different theories about crowds. The first one to ever talk about a crowd theory was Gustav. He called it contagion. Crowd theory, and contagion is the same as contagious, so it acts like an infection that starts with one person and is disseminated throughout the crowd, usually pretty emotional. And then there's the convergent crowd theory, where you have a whole bunch of people that think the same way and they're looking for a leader and they follow them. With the first one, with the contagion, you can see with QAnon conspiracy theories that it starts out with one person and it goes to hundreds, thousands, maybe millions of people. So it's infectious. The convergence one, you can see that with things like far right were kind of underground for a long period of time, and then when Donald Trump became president, they found themselves a leader, so they all converged onto Donald Trump. And then there's another theory, or it's not so much a theory, it's called herd behavior. This one is also very interesting. It kind of follows the animals, sheep. Sheep are very docile, they're compliant, they're followers. So when they're out in the pasture, distributed in the pasture, and the shepherd comes out to take them into the barn, they all converge and follow the shepherd to the barn. So in 1945, there was a journalist in England who said that all these people that follow the government, they just follow, are sheeples. That's sheeples. So
interesting.
So we have that kind of thing going on too in the Republican Party. And then there's, you know, things like evangelicals, far right evangelicals who are against abortions, and Donald Trump got all that changed around, so they follow him. So there's a whole bunch of different reasons why they're following these people.
Our guest on the program is Dr. Daniel Brubaker. He is the author of the book, Psychosocial Political Dysfunction of the Republican Party, book available wherever books are sold, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. His website, Republicans4, and that's the number 4, progress.com. What direction do you think the Republican Party is heading towards? The obvious, or do you think maybe there'll be a diversion here at some point?
I hope there would be a diversion, but I see it headed to the far right. It's an autocratic, far right, nationalist ideology, which is the definition for fascism. And I mean, you can see that with both Donald Trump and for Governor DeSantis. It's autocratic, and they want to take over the media. They want to take over education. They want their own religion to infiltrate the government. And it goes on and on like that. And fascism is scary. I mean, Republicans keep talking about the Democrats being socialists. Socialism is not an issue. There was a socialist party in the United States from 1900 to 1972. It didn't get anywhere, so you can't worry about socialism. But fascism, on the other hand, has no economic part to its ideology. It can infiltrate democracy, capitalism, also socialism, which it did in Italy with Mussolini, and in a republic in Germany with Hitler. So it's scary, and if it keeps going this direction, it's not good. It's just not good.
The book is Psychosocial Political Dysfunction of the Republican Party by Dr. Daniel Brubaker. If you just join us, I'll mention it again, a lifelong Republican concerned enough about the direction of the Republican Party to write this book. The book, of course, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. Doctor, what are some of the highlights of the book? I think you've touched on some here. Any others that we really should be watching, especially as we're getting close to another presidential election?
The highlight would be, I think, probably the last chapter in the book, where I discuss things that I think need to be changed to have a better democracy in America. That, I think, is the highlight. And also chapter 9, I review all the other chapters, and I go into conservatism. And I discuss all the different kinds of conservatism. So conservatism is a very slow type of ideology. It's retrogressive, and You wouldn't believe this, but there is probably about 12 different factions of conservatism. There's traditional conservatism, there's social conservatism, physical conservatism, neoconservatism, paleoconservatism, libertarian conservatism, Christian conservatism. So when you have all these factions, they don't get along. They can't form good policies. They're just out there. For example, neoconservatism, they want to distribute democracy in other countries, and they're willing to fight and be hawkish about it. The paleoconservatism want to isolate ourselves, and so you hear about Governor DeSantis not wanting us to be involved with Ukraine. That is a paleoconservatives. They want to isolate. They don't want to help anybody else that's forming democracy. And I think the whole Ukrainian system is extremely important, and we've got to support them.
With us on the program is Dr. Daniel Brubaker, that's Brubaker, author of Psychosocial Political Dysfunction of the Republican Party. Who was this book designed for? It's interesting. Democrats will get a kick out of it and like, yeah, that's what we've been saying for years. And some Republicans would say, I'm glad somebody is finally bringing this to the forefront so we can discuss this problem. Who did you design this book for? What was the audience?
The audience was for the base that follows Fox News. I want them.
Okay, fair.
I want them to get away from all the lies and the propaganda that Fox News is propagating out there and read something that's got facts in it, not fiction. They got to realize what the Republican Party is and make changes. We got to have progress. The only way that we can compete in the world is against China and other countries is to be progressive. We got to be progressive. So I think that's what the Republican Party needs to do. And of course, I want everybody to read the book, but independents, Democrats, and other normal, I would say normal Republicans.
What is it about the word progressive that turns off so many people? What is it that scares them about progressive?
Oh, I think it's affiliated with liberalism and academia and intellectualism. And our country was founded on intellectualism. John Locke from England wrote a critique that's in the Declaration of Independence. It's very academic. So I don't know. I think it's fear, paranoia. Loss of control that affects all this. So, yeah, it's an issue.
Let's flip the coin on that and talk about conservatism. Is conservatism bad? Talk about that. Why is it bad, considered bad by so many people?
Well, it's just the opposite, not progressive, but. I went through all the different types of conservatism just a bit ago, and you can't have that many factions and get things done. It's retrogressive. To me, it doesn't make any sense. We have to talk about getting things done and not have all this obstructionism that's going on. They want to tear things apart. And that's not the way to go. We got to move forward.
In this era that we live of social media, where something is said and all of a sudden everybody is saying that and with a particular viewpoint, in the era that we live in of Fox News, of right-wing media, of conservative talk radio, do you have any hope that we're ever going to bring this back maybe more towards the center?
Well, there's always hope in a democracy, isn't there?
Yes.
So, yeah, I mean, I think it probably will turn around. We saw what happened, midterms and the Democrats, and people that supported abortions. All the women came out and voted. So in a democracy, it can turn around. It goes on in different directions. I just think for now, over the past 6 years, and certainly with the President Trump era, it's been too far to the right. And it's not, it's a nefarious fact. I developed what I call nefariousism, which is the greatest bad for the greatest number of people. And we got to be more utilitarian, which is the greatest good for the greatest number of people.
The book is Psychosocial Political Dysfunction of the Republican Party. Dr. Daniel Brubaker, our guest on the program. A few minutes left. Let's talk about where the Republican Party was as you were growing up. Who were some of the people that influenced you as a Republican? And back then, there were people known as Rockefeller Republicans. And you could, you know, Republicans would vote for Democrats. Democrats would vote for Republicans that reflected their viewpoints on many issues. Who were some of the figures in history that you look back on that were Republicans that actually were sort of role models for you?
Oh, I remember in history reading about Theodore Roosevelt. I think he was great. He was a classic liberal, and in fact, the Republican Party started off with classic liberalism, and then in the 30s turned into conservatism. And you know, when I was a kid, I grew up in a small farm, and we would go to farmers markets and sell things. And I must have been, I don't know, somewhere around 8 years old when Dwight D. Eisenhower was running for president. So I had a little pin on my shoulder, or on my shirt, and it says, "I like Ike." Dwight D. Eisenhower did a lot of good for this country.
Yes.
In fact, you know, in a way, it was kind of socialism with what he did with transportation. So, yeah, these were a couple of them. George H.W. Bush, I liked him a lot. I wasn't crazy about Reagan. George W. was okay. And in fact, I sent him the book, and he sent me a card back and said, "Thank you for sending me the book." And he had it signed by he and Laura Bush. So that.
Who do you see in the Republican Party now? We see those that are deciding, some have and some will, to challenge Donald Trump. Who do you see as being someone who's not in that conservative part of the party being successful?
I like Larry Hogan, but he's not going to run. He's pretty much said he's not going to run for president as long as Donald Trump's running and some of the others. So, you know, he's intelligent. He's intellectual. He's progressive. You might even consider him a liberalist. But, you know, I think he would guide the country in the right direction.
You know, it used to be you could, if you were of one party, a person ran from another party, you didn't want them to win, but you didn't feel fear if they did get elected. And now you sort of have that, like, we can't let this happen. So just my interjection there, probably shouldn't have done that, but that's where, you know, someone who studied political science for years, you look and you see the problems out there that you underscore so well in your book, Psychosocial Political Dysfunction of the Republican Party. What kind of comments are you getting? What's the response?
Some responses are, I wanted to argue with you, but I couldn't because it was too factual. So that's one thing. And the other is, I didn't really realize things like the Republican Party started out being woke. It was for religious justice, or for social justice, and for racial justice. And in fact, you know, that's what started the Civil War, the racial justice that the Republican Party supported. So that's what I see going on.
The time has gone by way too quickly. Would love to be able to continue our conversation. Our guest, Dr. Daniel Brubaker. The book is Psychosocial Political Dysfunction of the Republican Party. His website at the organization, national organization that he's initiated, is republicansforprogress.com. Four is the number. Book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places. I thank Wordsmith Press and Media for arranging our conversation with Dr. Brubaker today. Thank you so much for joining us on the program. So much more we could talk about. Hopefully we'll have a chance to do that again in the future. Thank you for joining us on the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
It has been our pleasure. Dr. Daniel Brubaker, the book is Psychosocial Political Dysfunction of the Republican Party. Information, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.